Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, is that creepy, that song? Why is it so slow? I don't want to hear the San Francisco drug song. Turn it off. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's a late news report. Van in Joe Biden's motorcade hit an SFPD motorcycle. Just happened minutes ago. A van that was part of VP Joe Biden's motorcade struck a police motorcycle in San Francisco last week. The van was late coming out of a garage into the motorcade Wednesday when it struck a police motorcycle that was pulling into formation behind Biden's motorcade. Both the van and motorcycle had moderate damage. Listen to this. The van driver, a White House staffer, was deemed to be at fault but not cited. Doesn't that sound just like the Obama administration? Never responsible for anything. Here's the next story coming out of San Francisco, the city I love to hate. And there's a local paper here. It wasn't really a newspaper. It was always a hate paper called the SF Gate, something you gave away in a box on the street next to the dog feces. Well, the SF Bay Guardian, given out with dog you-know-what, shuts down. A progressive newspaper for 48 years is closing for financial reasons. So what does that tell you? No one reads progressive garbage anymore. But wait, I'm building up to something. Are you ready for this? Progressive newspaper going out of business after 48 years in the heart of left-wing insanity, right? Now they want to name a tunnel for Robin Williams, a comedian who hung himself in a bathroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room. Mommy, who was Robin Williams? What, for generations to come? Families are driving through this tunnel going into San Francisco to enter the Golden Gate Bridge, and they name it for a comedian who hung himself in a bedroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room? Mommy, who was Robin Williams? Well, Billy, he was a depressed clown who was so selfish. He hung himself to death with a belt while sitting in a little chair while his wife slept in an adjacent bedroom. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what a death cult is? Do you know what it's like to live around psychotic leftists who worship death? Do you think that there's something wrong with my arguing we should not name a tunnel for a comedian who hung himself? How negative can you get? What, because he was a left winger, that should entitle him to a tunnel? Why not name the tunnel for a war hero who lost his legs in Iraq? Why not name the tunnel for a Nobel Prize winner from the University of California at Berkeley? Or make it real simple. Why not just rename it the Blue Angels Tunnel? Since so many people go through that tunnel on the way to the Golden Gate Bridge to watch the Blue Angels. What is wrong with naming a tunnel near San Francisco for a comedian who hung himself in a bedroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room? I realize this will be controversial, but there's nothing I can do about it. I've had it up to here with nausea from these so-called progressives. What are you going to teach a child that the guy did that to himself? The phone number here is 855-407-282. If you want to talk about that topic, go ahead. Here's another topic. Many of you have bought the book. It's sold like 25,000, 35,000 by now in people's hands. What did you read in Stop the Coming Civil War, my new bestseller, which will be on the Times list tomorrow? What shocked you the most in my book? Have you seen others carrying the book? Has any reaction to the book surprised you? What kind of comments do you get while carrying my book? Have you been able to turn someone's opinion about America as a result of what I put into my book? And again, I think, what did you read that shocked you the most? Do you carry it in public? What comments have you had? I don't know how many people who are so-called conservatives read anymore. I got a lot of clowns walking around saying, man, I heard about your book, but I didn't buy it. I said, why not? What, you another cheap conservative who doesn't put his money where his mouth is? Complaining about America, but you never do anything about it? Now, look, the reason I'm talking about the tunnel and the book is because many of you are depressed and overwhelmed by the war Obama is not fighting. He's not fighting ISIS. It's a limp-wristed fake war. He is not fighting the Ebola epidemic. Even O'Reilly's copying me and saying, oh, they should fire that Frieden of the CDC. Very brave, Bill. 3 weeks after I've been saying the same thing, Bill. You're really the tip of the iceberg there. Really. Everything I've been saying for years and months now, all of a sudden the genius in the media is saying the same thing. Fox News now, they should fire the CDC chief. Are you overwhelmed by the talk about Ebola? No one wants to hear it anymore. Are you overwhelmed by Obama's fake war against ISIS, who was raping women in the Middle East while the fraudulent so-called feminists say nothing about ISIS? Nothing. I have to admit that I'm mystified as to why everyone wants to be involved with race in every single discussion under Obama. Why is the word race in every topic now? Well, we know why, because Obama made race his main calling card. That's how he got where he is. For Jesse Jackson and others to come to Dallas and screech racism because the black African patient who brought Ebola in and died is absurd. Was there a difference in treatment? It may have been. But was it because the victim was a black man from Africa? Doubtful. Why don't you put yourself in the shoes of the doctors and nurses treating the African who brought Ebola to America for just one moment? You know what they may have felt? Not racism, but another R word, resentment. This man knowingly transported someone who was sick with Ebola, touched the victim, knew the high risk of infection, and came here anyway. See, those doctors and nurses are humans, and they have families and friends and children. And with no regard for them, Duncan hopped on a plane and put the entire nation at risk. I think the name racist ought to be applied to those who use it over and over again, like the race hustlers. The fact of the matter is, the borders should be closed to travel from Western Africa. End of story. All patients should be quarantined. End of story. That's how a nation survives. Those are the questions. 855-407-282 is the phone number. The big topic is Suicide Lane. See, there's a tunnel that goes from Marin County north of San Francisco. Many of you heard of Sausalito. It goes, tunnel goes through the tunnel, through the mountain, and comes out, and you see the Golden Gate Bridge, the fog, city, gorgeous. So it has no name. It's been known as Rainbow Tunnel forever, right? Well, now all of a sudden, the leftist progressives who have destroyed San Francisco want to rename it for Robin Williams. Now, I say don't name it for a comedian who hung himself because it's a bad precedent and a bad message for our children to celebrate depression and suicide. It's that simple. Do you understand that? Name it for a soldier who gave his legs for America. You may as well just name it the Mao Tse-Tung Tunnel. Or why don't you just name it the Ho Chi Minh Tunnel? Or why don't you just name it something else? Why Robin Williams? What has he done that justifies this? Silvana, WMAL in Washington, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Last Thursday, I went to my Books A Million bookstore. The gal told me they had 14 of your books on Thursday that they sold out that same day. They got a shipment. I went on Sunday, actually. They got a shipment of 16 books via UPS on Saturday. They sold out on Sunday. I went yesterday. They still don't have it. She told me that it's displayed in the front of the store, and she actually had a smile on her face.
No, I know. I got an email from the head of Books A Million through my publisher. They're proud to say they're putting it in the front of the store. They love the book. But here's the interesting thing. Why would they order 16 copies when a book is racing off the shelves and put 12,000 copies of Leon Panetta's false book that no one's buying? I mean, what are they, insane? All right, well, thanks for the book report, but I'd rather talk about the tunnel. Yeah, you could talk about the book. I'd like to talk about things in the book rather than the sale of the book. Like, has anyone actually read the book? Do you agree with me that the head of the CDC should not only be fired but arrested for a crime against humanity? John on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I went into Barnes & Noble in Nanuet last week. I gave my name, phone number, because they were sold out, they said. Come back in a week. Today was a week or Friday. So I went there today. Kid went on the computer. He looked. They canceled my order. Why did you cancel my order? I don't know. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Okay.
All right. There's a lot of subterfuge going on from the minimum wage, no information drug addicts who work in bookstores, not across the chain. Certainly not only in Barnes & Noble, who's doing very well with the book, but there are malcontents and sickos who work in bookstores simply to control the flow of information. That's what's going on, John. I know it.
So listen, Matt, let me finish with the publisher. So the kid, this other boy, takes my name again. He says, I'll call you. I walk out the store 10 minutes, the phone rings. Oh, it's so-and-so from Barnes & Noble. Listen, I got in touch with the publisher. The publisher said, if you want that book, you have to prepay it, and they will mail it to your house.
That's a bunch of crap. I want the name of that clerk. I want you to go back in there and get me that clerk's name. I'm getting that person fired. I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm getting a lot of angry emails, by the way. Oh, tell your listeners not to threaten anyone in a bookstore. Tell them to be nice to the clerks. I'm sick of this. Take the country back a bookstore at a time. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to let the bookstores become the burners of books. That's all there is to it. I worked too hard my whole life to have my books subterfuged by these loser dropout drug addicts. End of story. Sick of it. Sick of it. Sick of it. I'm not going to take it. I may be one man, but I'm going to fight this battle, and I'm going to fight it with you. It's that simple. I'm in a sweat right now. 855-407-282. No one's calling about the tunnel. You see that? Yeah, no one's calling about the tunnel. WMAL. Ben, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Hey, thank you. Well, my thought is that why don't you name it after some homeless guy that sleeps in the tunnel, Robin Williams.
Wait, slow down, sir. Speak a little slower. I didn't follow you. What?
Well, if there's some homeless guy that everybody knows that can take a credit card machine to the San Francisco and sleeps in the tunnel, name it after him. I mean, Robin Williams didn't love the homeless.
I don't follow you. Robin Williams loved the homeless?
Yeah, he did a lot of charity work for the homeless. Every movie he was on, he made sure that homeless people were hired as extras.
Did he have any homeless to dinner up in his Napa estate that you know of?
Personally, no, I did not. But
Guess who's coming to dinner? It's all PR, my friends. When are you going to realize that all these actresses who hate America and then tell you how much they love the third world? Ask him the last time they had a third world at a dinner. Ask when Gwyneth Paltrow had a third worlder over to dinner last, the one who hates American men and hates Americans and felt a chill run up her thigh when she introduced Obama last week in L.A. Felt a chill run up her spine. She couldn't even give the speech. She was so in love. What a sick girl that one is. Whatever. What do you want to talk about? What about the soldiers being sent into the Ebola zone? Like sheeple, they go into the line of fire. What, because that moron in charge of the Defense Department who says the biggest threat to America is not ISIS, the biggest threat is global warming, that idiot Hagel sends 5,000 young men and women into the Ebola zone? That's not a crime against America? Oh, my God, are they lucky I'm not running for office. And they're lucky that I don't run for office, and they're really even luckier that I couldn't win. Because if I ever became president, you don't know what executive orders would look like. You have no idea what executive orders would look like. I would go back two administrations, and I guarantee you there'd be a people's tribunal. I would start with he who cut this Defense Department to the bone, who killed weapon systems and fired troops. I'd start with Leon Panetta in front of the people's tribunal. Oh, I'd go back two administrations. You ought to be real lucky I'm not running for office and that I couldn't win, because the people are boiling with rage. The people are full of hate for what this group of criminal gangsters have done to this country and are still doing to this country. And they call themselves progressives. They're not progressives. They're throwbacks. America-hating gangsters. I'll be right back before I say something I really mean.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Okay, should I get up today? I turn it off already. I get up today, I go into my broadcast studio, one of my home studios, and guess what's on my desk under the microphone? A black spider. Now, that I don't like that thought. A black, ugly, hairy spider is walking around on my desk. Now, it is true that I keep a tablecloth on the desk under the microphone to absorb sound, and then I tend to eat during a show and drop crumbs, which I tend to sweep up. So the spider probably found a safe, warm place next to the electronic equipment and had meals to go on top of it all. In other words, it was a born Democrat. Didn't do anything, waited around for the crumbs to fall in and ran back into its hole. So I said, oh, no good, not a good sign. So I said, I'm not letting this thing run back under that computer screen. I ran, I got a glass, slammed it down around the spider. I didn't kill it, right? And then I said, okay, now I got to get a flat thing and put it on. You know, the whole trick, a flat card. And then I took it outside. But that was it, a black omen on the spider. Oil dropping like a rock, talking about black. Oil dropping like a rock. Natural gas glut as well. Canadian dollar is dropping like a rock. What do you think the fight in the Middle East is about? Do you think it's about religion or about money? How about the fact that big religion and big money are tied together? You didn't know that. You thought it was about ideology and Sharia law? Oil dropping like a rock. In other words, if ISIS is threatening the oil supplies, why are oil prices dropping? I mean, I do follow the markets. And by the way, you should know this. U.S. oil's trading volume today exceeded the daily average by 50%. An alert was triggered for United States Oil Fund. So this thing's hammered, being hammered to death. Trading volume exceeds 50% of the daily average on U.S. oil. This is worse than the broader averages, as the S&P 500 is up 0.63% on the day, for those of you who trade. So something's going on. Something's going on here. WFTL, Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation topic, please.
I want to talk about the bridge. I find it very appalling that we send a message to our children telling them it is okay for you to take your life and we can end it.
Thank you very much. That's my outrage. And I don't give a damn what my neighbors say to me. I don't care that he was a nice guy on the face of it. So what? He did a terrible thing to himself. And he did it next to his wife was sleeping in the adjacent room, according to the police. And he hung himself with a belt on a small chair. It's an ugly suicide. Is that what you celebrate in America today? In a tunnel? Not a war hero? Not a chemistry Nobel Prize winner? What a bunch of sickos run the Bay Area, naming a tunnel for Robin Williams. No, wrong. Wrong. Don't celebrate suicide. Celebrate life. Celebrate a kid from Sonoma County who enlisted in the Army or Marines and was killed trying to defend our freedoms. Don't name it for a comedian who whacked himself in a bedroom in a little chair. I'm sick of it. The whole damn Bay Area is upside down. They took the most beautiful city on earth and polluted it with their progressive values. Progressive my you-know-what.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, whatever. It's a rotten day. I mean, it's a rotten day. I wake up and they want to name a tunnel for a comedian who hung himself in his garage. Does anyone understand what a devastation this would be for people who were depressed to celebrate suicide? What would it be for a child? Mommy, who was Robin Williams? Oh, he was a depressed clown who was so selfish he choked himself to death with a belt while sitting in a little chair, Johnny. Why not name it the Blue Angels Tunnel? Make it a positive thing. Or as I say, some kid from Sonoma County who enlisted in the Marines or the Army and died for the country. What is this sick, backwards area I live in? Regressive is the right word, not progressive. And you know what's ironic here? Here's a newspaper, 48 years putting out hatred, anti-American hatred. SF Weekly goes out of business because no one's reading progressive garbage anymore. They're not listening to progressive radio. They're not watching progressive television like MSNBC. And yet the idiots who are on that side continue to make believe that they're the tip of the you know what. So yesterday after the show at 5 o'clock, I went aboard a guided missile cruiser as a guest of the admiral, the USS Chosin, for a little dinner, whatever, a buffet. It was good. The food was quite. And band and the food and the beer and this and that. So the photographer was taking pictures of everyone as they came aboard. I said, you know, you missed the most important person here. Ha, ha, ha. He said, no, I got you. I said, well, take a picture of me next to the cake. Take a picture of me with the missile tubes. So we're putting them up on michaelsavage.com for those of you who want to see the USS Chosin. Those of you who know who Chosin was. He was not a comedian who hung himself. In fact, he wasn't a person. It's named for the Chosin Reservoir in Korea because of the brave American troops who held off the Chinese army. I think they were 100-1. That's what you call heroism. That's what you call heroism. May as well name it the Chosin Tunnel as opposed to whatever. So what do you want to talk about? Suicide Lane? You ask the CHP, they would say that's a funny joke, Suicide Lane. They have to deal with the people who are threatening to hang themselves on it, to jump off the bridge, rather. But this is a very serious issue. Celebrating suicide like this? Only in the Bay Area. Now, it's not progressive. It's not funny. It's stupid. It's regressive. WJR, Cleveland, Ohio. Bob, welcome to the Savage Nation. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with renaming the tunnel. You know, it shows that, you know, mental illness can be just as deadly as a physical illness, like cancer. You know, some people with mental illness are able to survive, And some
so you're saying it's a good idea to say to a child its name for a comedian who hung himself?
Ask you a question.
Answer my question. Don't play a rabbi with me. You just posited that it's good to name a tunnel for a man who committed suicide. I'm asking you, is it a good thing to tell that to a child?
Yeah, I think it helps get a child. You know, you tell that, you know, and Robin Williams was a beloved figure, somebody that a lot of us can relate to. You know,
I understand that, but I'm talking about naming a public causeway for a man who committed suicide and the effects that it will have on our children is the issue.
It's able to show children how deadly mental illness can be.
So when a child says, Mommy, the tunnel's name is Robin Williams, who was he? You're supposed to explain to a child what suicide is? That's a good thing?
I would explain to him what mental illness is.
Why? Why not explain patriotism to a child? Why not call it the Blue Angels Tunnel and talk about brave men who are so skilled and brave that they enlist in the Air Force and the Navy and become pilots? Why not talk about that instead of how bad a depression is? Don't you understand where this country is spiraling and where we're going because of this thinking that you're proposing?
I think this thinking, I'm a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder, and I love the idea that...
Well, then why not name a bridge for yourself? Why not name a bridge for yourself in Cleveland?
Pardon?
Name a bridge in Cleveland for you.
No, I don't want a bridge for me. I want people to be aware of mental illness, you know?
But why should we be aware of mental illness? Tell me what good that does.
Look, I've
tell had... me what. Tell me what do you think? You're the only one who suffers post-traumatic stress disorder? You think you're the only one depressed in America?
Brown shirt? Are you a Nazi brown shirt?
Well, see, right away you can't hold an argument, so you go to Nazism. What am I supposed to do, cry because you have PTSD?
Make an argument. Give me a second to make an argument.
Well, I did, but right away you went to Nazism because you couldn't think.
Now, when I developed PTSD when I was 20 years old, and I'm 60 now.
Well, wait, hold it. You were a veteran at 20?
Pardon?
You were a veteran at 20?
Yeah, I was a veteran at 20.
All right, so what was the PTSD based on? What happened to you that was so bad?
Experiences. I don't need to relive you, but...
You're giving me a sob story here. Tell us what really happened to you. Go ahead. You got the floor of millions of people. Tell us what made you so depressed.
See, you won't let me talk again. You're sensitive.
Oh, I'm letting you talk, but you can't talk. Go ahead. I'm giving you 30 more seconds. What is it that made you so depressed in the military?
Mr. Goebbels, you won't let me...
All right, have a nice day. Go play with your gerbil. If you give me your address, I'll send you a cage full of gerbils, as a matter of fact. Because I think the little furry creatures are running around your skull. I am so sick and tired of everyone with their complaints about PTSD, depression. Everyone wants their hand held in a check, a government check. What are you, the only generation that had PTSD? The only generation that's depressed? I'm sick of it. I can't take the celebration of weakness and depression. See, I was raised a little differently. I was raised to fight weakness. I was raised to fight pain. I was raised to fight depression, not to give into it. Not to cave into it and cry like a little baby in bed. Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo. Everyone has depression in their life. Everyone has sickness and sadness and disease and loss of relatives and loss of career. Everyone has depression in their life. But if the whole nation is told, boo-hoo-hoo, come and get a medication. Come and get treatment. Talk about mental illness. You know what you wind up with? You wind up with Obama in the White House and liars in every phase of the government. That's what you wind up with. It's a weak, sick nation. A weak, sick, broken nation. And you need men like me to save the country. You need men to stand up and say, stop crying like a baby over everything. Stand up already. Stop telling me how sick you are and sad you are. Talk about the good things in your life. When have you last heard that? Oh, everyone's holding the hand. Oh, welcome to Good Morning America, sir. You almost committed suicide. How interesting. Please tell us your story. Maybe a young child who's on the edge can commit suicide. What a country. No wonder we're being laughed at around the world. No wonder ISIS can defeat our military. Take a look at that. Take a look at that, why people aren't even getting married anymore to have children. They don't even have the guts to raise a child. The men are so weak and so narcissistic, all they want to do is have fun. Bunch of losers. Just go have a brewski and look at the 49ers, you idiot, you. They won't even get married. Won't have a child. It takes too much of a man to do that. What a country. You're not a man. You're a dog. A dog raises babies better than most American men do. Okay, WBAP in Dallas. Donnie, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I have to tell you, I think I have a good correlation between the tunnel and Robin Williams, and then trying to name a tunnel after Robin Williams. You know, being someone that suffers with depression myself and battles it daily and gets up every day and goes to work and struggles and fights the good fight to support my family instead of giving in to something.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the club.
Well, the first thing I think of, Dr. Savage, was a lot of people's perception of a tunnel, that it's a deep, dark place, and I think Robin Williams definitely found himself in a deep, dark place. But the other thing for me that comes to mind is, to me, a tunnel is an easy way out through something you either cannot or will not overcome. And I think at the end of the day, Robin Williams took the easy way out.
That's what I think. That's right. I have no sympathy for suicides. Especially inside a family home when your wife's sleeping next in the next room. To me, it's an act of cowardliness. It's an act of aggression. We talked about this before. That's something to celebrate? No, what you do is you fight your depression. You fight your weakness. If you need it, get mental health treatment. If you need medication, then go get medication. But before you do, try niacin. Try massive doses of niacin, see if that doesn't work. Try massive doses of ascorbic acid, see if that doesn't work. Try walking around the block, see if that doesn't work. Try breathing the air, if that doesn't work. Try looking in a child's eye who has leukemia, who's much off, worse off than you are. Maybe that'll work, instead of whining about how bad your life is. Okay, welcome to the club. Who doesn't have depression? Raise your hand. Who doesn't have a bout of sadness in their life every once in a while or every day? Who doesn't fall into clinical depression once in a while? I don't know any people who, they don't admit it. Because they fight it. They don't glorify it. They don't walk around saying, I'm depressed. I want to commit suicide. Who wants to hear that garbage? It's a nation like a nation that is imploding, spiraling down into the well. And it's a conspiracy, in my opinion. It's as though we're the first nation on earth to have discovered depression. You mean your ancestors who lived through so many horrors, whether it's the Black Plague, war, genocide, you name it, and still managed to practice their religion, still managed to have families, still managed to survive, they're not to be celebrated? How did they do it? In the 1500s, you had relatives living through the Black Plague. I guess they didn't have a medical profession telling them they should have been depressed and jumped off the roof of the little cottage they lived in. What is this nonsense? It's a medical establishment that's convinced you that you're unique in the history of the human race. You're the only ones who've experienced any kind of trials or tribulations, and as a result, you're depressed. And as a result of your depression, you need medication. And you need therapy. You need the government to pay for your medication, your therapy. You need mental health treatment. No, I don't believe that's the answer. In some cases, maybe, but not in all cases for sure. That's my opinion. What's yours? Now, I'm going to ask you again to go back to something different. In my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, there are many facts that are shocking. And perhaps the most shocking fact that I found in my own book was read to me when I went on a radio show on page 37, because the host actually reads books. And he said, I cannot believe what you found. You found that 15 people have been killed or died who helped us in Benghazi. He said, I don't believe this. He said, where'd you get that information from? Did you make it? I said, look at page 71. And here it is. On January 2014, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its bipartisan report on the Benghazi terrorist attacks. It contained information so shocking, I can't believe it hasn't been the focus of an investigation. The report said, quote, that as many as 15 individuals supporting the investigation or otherwise helpful to the United States have been killed in Benghazi since the September 11th attacks, close quote, reference number 30. 15 people who helped us in Benghazi have been killed since then. Are we supposed to believe that those deaths are not somehow connected to the fact that these people helped us on that night? Are we supposed to believe that their deaths are just a coincidence? Or do you think that their identities might have somehow gotten into the hands of our jihadist enemies and that those who helped us are being systematically executed by terrorists? The purging of our own seasoned military commanders may well go beyond what happened in Benghazi. And then I go into the chapter of the war on the U.S. military and as our military being emasculated and how Obama has emasculated the military, starting with the great hero of Bill O'Reilly, Leon Panetta. KSFO San Francisco. Chad, topic, please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Savage. It's Chad. They're going to be spending like $50 million on the Golden Gate Bridge suicide barrier. I think that'd be a good place. They should name it after Robin Williams.
You mean name the suicide barrier after Robin? Call it the Robin Williams suicide barrier?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's a good idea to name that beautiful tunnel for him?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's a terrible idea, which is already, I made that point. It's that simple. And it's enough already. It's crazy. Why are you turning the man into an idol? Why not a veteran? Why not the Blue Angels? Michigan, WJR Brenda, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Here's something a little more positive for the day, Michael. There must be a lot of cheap conservatives out there buying your book here in Brighton, Michigan, because I called Barnes & Noble to see if they had any copies of your book, and she said, nope, we're having a hard time keeping it in the warehouse. She said, I have it on order. I said, is that because it's selling so well? And she said, yep, we can't keep it in the warehouse. She said, I have it on order. Let me get your name and number. When the order comes in, we'll call you a copy.
Well, that's what we're generally getting from Barnes & Noble. 99% of the stores are being managed by legitimate people who are doing their best to keep it in stock, and they can't. But there's that 1% of so-called progressives who are sabotaging the book inside the computers and inside the stores. I agree with you. Thank you very much. That's true. It's a fact. Time is 48 minutes after the hour. Are you overwhelmed by the war Obama is not fighting against ISIS? Are you overwhelmed by the incompetence being shown by the CDC and the NIH in fighting the war against Ebola? Is it depressing you? Is it affecting your dreams? Is it affecting your family? How do you fight the news blues? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. So the progressive throwbacks in the Bay Area want to name the tunnel for a comedian who hung himself in his garage. And I say, why not name the tunnel, let's call it the Blue Angels Tunnel. Or let us say a veteran who died defending America. And someone sent me this, Captain Kevin Norman of Sonoma, California, a 1996 graduate of the U.S. Military Academy, died near Camp Humphreys, Korea on August 12, 2003 when the C-12 Huron he was piloting crashed. But listen to the story. At the time of the crash, the helicopter or the plane was undergoing maintenance testing, and the commander and his co-pilot managed to steer the airplane away from a highly populated area. He was posthumously awarded a DFC for his efforts to save civilian lives. But his efforts, as well as the efforts of his co-pilot, led to changes in maintenance testing for the C-12. You see, before his death, there had been four fatal C-12 crashes arriving for maintenance testing. That's what the Defense Department does to young men and their flying machines. While they go to dinners in Washington, D.C., they put the men in death traps. Name the tunnel for him instead of for the comedian. One idea, isn't it? 855-407-282. There's another story coming out of my neighborhood that I discussed with the best attorney in America, Dan Horowitz, who's my attorney. And it's about a local doctor who got into a road rage incident here in Marin County about a month ago. He was chased home by a lunatic. The doctor tried to get away from the lunatic. The doctor had a sick wife in his car. The doctor was 72 years old. Raced into his garage. The lunatic crashed into the garage to try to get him. The doctor fired warning shots and then shot the bastard. The doctor is now facing 18 years in prison for attempted murder. Dan told me his mistake.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Optimism is so essential in all of our journeys. Exactly 30 years ago today, I sat where you're sitting now, and a few hours later, I rode my bicycle out of Oberlin and down to Tennessee, where I worked as a community organizer for a health clinic.
God. All right, here's a positive story. Let's go positive. Frisco, Dallas. Cowboys Joseph Randall arrested Monday, charged with theft. The reason I say this is a positive story is, like, compared to Ebola and the lack of a war against ISIS, this is almost a positive story. Dallas Cowboys backup running back Joseph Randall was arrested after Frisco police, that's not in San Francisco, you're not allowed to call it Frisco, it's like a derogatory phrase, after Frisco police say shoplifted a bottle of cologne and a pack of underwear from the Dillard's at Stonebriar Mall. Randall, 22, blah, 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 Class B misdemeanor, blah, blah, blah. He attempted to steal a two-pack of polo underwear worth $39.50 and a tester bottle of Gucci Guilty Black Cologne valued at $84. All right, you got me, was his first thought. The Dallas Cowboys have not publicly commented on the incident. Anyway, that's the story. They're going to send him to, like, training. They're going to put him into, like, psychological training. According to the league's personal conduct, anyone arrested or charged generally will be required to undergo a formal clinical evaluation. And based on the results of the evaluation, Randall may be encouraged or required to participate in an education program, counseling, or other treatment deemed appropriate by health professionals. Yeah, health professionals are like the head of the CDC. Anything appropriate by a health professional in America means nothing, has no meaning whatsoever. That's not a big story. It's just a filler. It's a filler story. What else is in the news? Here's one. What is wrong with naming a tunnel near San Francisco for a comedian who hung himself in a bathroom while his wife slept in an adjacent bedroom? Mommy, who was Robin Williams? Why, Jimmy, he was a depressed clown who was so selfish he choked himself to death with a belt while sitting in a little chair. Is that what you want to tell your children? Why not name it for a war hero? Call it the Blue Angels Tunnel. Name it for a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry from UC Berkeley. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know where I'm coming from? Now, let me continue with another local story. I told you about it a while ago. A doctor was driving home on a windy road, and he was at a traffic light, and the guy didn't move, so he went around the guy. So the guy who went around got mad at him because he was a lunatic and chased him for about a mile. Now, the doctor lived about a mile down that windy road. The doctor tried to avoid the lunatic who was chasing him in a road rage. So Dr. Simon pulls into his garage and attempts to lower his automatic garage door when Looney crashes his chase car through the garage door, threatening the doctor and his sick wife. The 71-year-old doctor goes and gets a gun, fires two warning shots into the surrounding hill, and then shoots the lunatic three times or so in the stomach. Now, you would say case closed. It's an example of self-defense. Everybody would say that. What would you do? Let him come in and beat you up and beat your wife up? Maybe that moron had a gun, if he's that crazy. You're wrong. In Marin County, where everything is backwards, the so-called district attorney charged him with attempted murder. So at my little book party dinner the other night for 14 close friends, my friend Dan Horowitz, the best defense attorney in America, and we talked about it. I said, well, what's the story here, Dan? He said, let me look at the case. He looked at it. He said, the mistake Dr. Simon made, in his opinion, is firing warning shots. I said, what? He said, that's right. He just should have shot to kill. I said, why do you say that? Because once you fire warning shots, the liberal DAs will say, if you had time to fire a warning shot, your life was not in danger, and you had the time to call 911 for help, which is absolutely stupid. Just stupid. Now, why they really went after Dr. Simon is then the newspapers, filled with these left-wing jackals, reported he had 50 antique guns in his collection. Oh, he's a gun nut? Well, they were all legal. That doesn't matter to the psychotics here in Marin County area. They're all sick. So-called officials here are all mentally ill. So that's that story. So remember what you just heard, and don't say I told it to you. But that's the word from Dan Horowitz. If ever you're pursued and you're in your house and someone's there, no warning shots. Okay? That's simple. That's what he said. I didn't say it. I mean, I guess you could lock the door and call 911 and wait about an hour for the police to arrive. You could do that while the guy's shooting his way in your house. And then when the cops find you dead on the floor, they could say he was a good victim. He didn't fire back. That would be somebody they can name a tunnel for Marin County. A good victim. What would you like to talk about? Ebola? No. No war against ISIS? No. Fast-selling anti-Obama book ignored by media? Yes. Michael Savage Breitbart interview, if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola, yes. Black teens swarm a Jewish delicatessen in Brooklyn, but it's not considered a hate crime. Did you see that story? Oh, didn't make it to your paper. They say teens, but actually they're not just teens. It was a Jewish store, which is one race, one religion. And then there's a swarm of teens who swarm the deli screaming anti-Semitic phrases or statements, wrecked the store, and then ran out. The cops said it's not a hate crime. Teenage vandals swarm Brooklyn Deli while yelling anti-Semitic slurs and destroy $700 worth of candies and cookies. It shows the teens storming the entrance of Gourmet Butcher Deli in Crown Heights just after 9 p.m. It happened in seconds, said deli owner Yankee Klein, who says they destroyed $500 to $700 worth of goods. Owners of the deli, which is a kosher establishment, said the teenagers are coming before yelling anti-Semitic language. Police are not investigating the event as a hate crime. That's interesting. That's not a hate crime. Was it a love crime? Attacking Jews in a deli is a love crime? Well, maybe in New York City it is, for fear of offending Al Sharpton or Jesse High Jackson. Maybe he can turn it into another Ferguson. Okay, whatever. What's this in the newspaper? Brigitte Bardot had 100 lovers, including women and four husbands. But fame led to despair as she tried to end her life four times and abandon the only child she ever had, reveals new book. Oh, that's another role model. They can rename the Eiffel Tower to the Bardot Tower. Born into a wealthy Parisian family, Brigitte Bardot was trained as a ballerina. She was 16 when she met director Roger Vadim, and they became lovers. When her parents forbade them to marry, Bardot turned on the oven. That's so French. And buried her head inside. Who turns on an oven and buries their head inside? That is really very Gaulish. I mean, it's very Gallic, isn't it? To turn an oven on and put your... What kind of nonsense is this? She fell in love with And God Created Woman co-star Jean-Louis Trintignant. Bardot confessed, I'm not made to be a mother. I'm not adult enough. I know it's horrible to have to admit that. The outspoken actress, now 80, has been fined for her racist comments against Muslims. Well, they weren't racist. She just said that they're taking over the country. In spite of her fame, money, and wild abandon, Bardot was often depressed and tried to kill herself at least four times. I say rename the Eiffel Tower the Bardot Tower. That's all. That would be very fitting. I just don't even call about Brigitte Bardot. That's so not now. She was an item in the 50s, and she wasn't even that pretty. I mean, compared to today, she wasn't that hot. You look back. You know, that's an interesting thing for a guy. I do that once in a while for fun. It's like crossword puzzles. I compare, like, starlets of today and their bodies of today to, like, starlets of, like, the 50s. Very different in look. Very, like, hefty. They were heftier in the 50s. That was the woman role model in the 50s was a heftier image than stick figure today. But then you go back to, like, Boardwalk Empire era, the 20s, 30s, 40s. Let's say 20s, 30s. The women were stocky. That was considered very feminine then. Today they wouldn't even get a job as an usherette. They couldn't even sell whatever. I'm not made to be a mother, Bardot confessed. I'm not adult enough. Well, she was right about that, but most women, young women and men aren't. Most men and women don't know how to raise children, but you raise them anyway. You don't put your head in an oven. That's not a good story to talk about. There was another one from the 50s I do want to talk. Oh, look what happened to her. Oof. You know, time is so cruel to women. No, this is a terrible thing for women to admit. I'm not celebrating this. But men seem to be less scourged by time than women. Why is that? That's unbelievable. I mean, this woman was a beauty. Okay, whatever. But now, forget about it. She looks like a neighbor next to me in Utopia Parkway I couldn't look at with a babushka. Lonely and unhappy at times in her 40s, wondering what to do with her future, she married her fourth husband, Bernard de Ormal. She is still married to the one-time businessman. All right, so they're married from 92 on. Can just imagine what that's going to dinner with them next to you. A unhappy old actress full of bitterness and anger at dinner in France trying to enjoy herself. It's sad. Brigitte Bardot, the life, the legend, the movies. Just what I need to read about now with what's going on in the world. Are you unhappy with the news, what's going on out there? No one wants to hear about the bad news. Hey, 49ers, yeah, go Giants. You're walking around like Clarabelle here. 49ers, yay, Giants, yay. Hey, moron. Yay, 49ers. Oh, Giants, go Giants, hey. What is wrong with people in this day and age with Ebola raging because of Obama? With the war against ISIS that's not a war, with them hanging people, raping people, nothing. Go Giants, yay! Kentucky, Kim, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, thank you for sending me the book last week, and it's heading its way out to Africa as we speak. And I just want you to know that...
How is my book going to Africa? Why?
I talked to you last week, and you sent me the book, and it's going with my spouse. He's going to be part of the...
He's a military man who was unfortunately sent there by the great leaders of America?
Yeah, the great idiot leader of America.
Yeah, the great idiot leaders of America.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm calling back is to thank you, and we're buying a second book so I can keep it on hand here. But
oh, that's sweet.
I wanted to let you know is that they're not calling this an operation. They're not calling this a deployment. They're not. They're paying the kids an extra $3 a day. And
really, why doesn't Thomas Frieden, the CDC director, go down to Africa and see if he can manage the Ebola epidemic, which he says is no real problem for us? He knows all about it. Why doesn't he go there and make an extra $3 a day for CDC pay in a war zone? So they're not paying the men and women they're sending there any kind of combat pay?
Nope. And here's we have to look mild and meager. They cannot go and... show their weapons because for fear of a revolt.
Oh, they're not only that, they're taking the weapons away from our men and women.
And they can't.
Well, what are they sending them there for to Ebola Africa? What are they going to do there?
Catch it and bring it back and spread it.
No, but what are they doing in Africa? Tell me what our troops are going to be doing. Did your husband tell you?
Yes. Well, what it is, I'm a veteran myself, and we.
But what are they doing in Africa? Building hospitals or what?
Yep, they're sending $1 billion, sir. To build 17 cash hospitals that have 125 beds, and we are providing health care to those. Our nurses and PAs and doctors will provide.
So, in other words, it's an extension of Obamacare now, is in Africa. He's extended it to the continent of Africa and turned Africa into another state. Is that it?
That is correct.
And he did it with the stroke of a pen, with the help of the moron who runs the Defense Department. Great. Hey, thanks for the pleasant news. I was sick to begin with. That makes me even sicker. Here's the best news of the day. A progressive newspaper that was nothing but a vitriolic hate machine, the SF Guardian, is shutting down after 48 years. That tells us that even in sick San Francisco, nobody wants to watch MSNBC or read leftist garbage anymore. Okay? Here's a positive story. Panic as jet's cabin walls crack on flight to Dallas. American airline plane returns to SFO after cabin walls buckle. But it's been reported today that there was never any threat to the passengers. Oh, no. No threat to the passengers. You can see the picture of the interior of the plane broken from pressurization. And that the flight attendant said that the problem was cosmetic. That's like the CDC saying not to worry about Ebola. It's just a cosmetic problem. Nothing to fear. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I want you to see how insane the Bay Area is. A woman who has a chicken as a pet goes in a restaurant, starts screaming to customers and crying because they're eating her chicken's cousins or sisters. And they say, oh, it went viral. Went viral at 573,000 views? I'll tell you what viral is, honey. 1.2 million views of Stop the Coming Civil War last week. That's viral. But listen to this psycho going in a restaurant and starts screaming at diners not to eat chickens. Listen now on the Savage Nation.
She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes.
This is a sick woman.
And she was hurt and abused her entire life.
A chicken was abused.
Because of this establishment and because of establishments like it.
mental hospital.
She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not going to laugh at her. This woman is certifiably insane, in my estimation. See, in America today, what you do is you disguise your mental illness as a fill-in-the-blank activist. Instead of talking about the Yazidi women being raped against their will, instead of talking about the horrible travesties being committed against humanity by the radical Islamists, instead of talking about all the crimes of Barack Obama against America, pushing us to a civil war, these wackadoodles go and cry about her child, a chicken? You would say it's laughable, but then you'd be laughing at a mentally ill woman, in my estimation. In my day, the police arrest her for disturbing the peace. She's gently taken away in a wagon. She's given Thorazine and put into a mental hospital for 30 days for evaluation. In San Francisco, she's elected to the Human Rights Commission. Or shall I say the Chicken Rights Commission. I hear they're about to start they're not interested in humans anymore in San Francisco. They're creating the Chicken Rights Commission as a result of this activism. Now you understand why the country has melted down. Because the truly mentally ill are not declared mentally ill, while the true heroes are called everything but heroes. Everything is upside down, which is why I'm against naming a tunnel for a suicide. You get it? Figure it out. It's the Savage Nation. Stop the coming civil war. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, it's 34 minutes after the hour, and a woman listener took umbrage with my statement that women age more rapidly than men. And she said, oh, yeah, Savage, take a look at Val Kilmer, or look what happened to Marlon Brando, or take a look at that wreckage, Mickey Rourke, or look at Al Pacino, who looks like someone's grandmother. And she said, then compare them to Jane Fonda, Cindy Crawford, Marissa Tomei. Okay, whatever. I guess there's no standards. Look, time and gravity affects all of us. That's the truth. But there's nothing crazier than crazy people disguising themselves as animal rights activists. Look, I am sensitive to animals' rights, but the thing is I eat meat. I believe in humane slaughter. This is a lunatic who in my day would have been in Creedmoor Mental Hospital for evaluation for disturbing the peace. She goes into a restaurant in San Francisco. Now listen to the opening words. She says, I have a daughter. And she's talking about a chicken. And most of the people eating there at the time were Asian. They looked at her like she was what she is, crazy. If you look at the YouTube, the Asian diners look it up are like, what? What is this idiot doing? I have a daughter who's a beauty. Listen to this. Listen.
Excuse me, everyone. Can you listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment.
A bug job. My father would have said a bug job and where are the cops and gone back to eating a wing. I have a little girl who's been abused? Do you realize how sick this person is? You have to have compassion for a mentally ill person. You don't laugh at them, but you don't glorify them and put them on Good Morning San Francisco. Now they're going to put her on the Chicken Rights Commission. So if she thinks that a chicken is her little girl, that means she was married to a rooster? I'd like to know who the rooster father is. Please, sir, this is a family show. Don't boast about it. Sorry. I'm sorry. I know somebody just spilled their coffee. They woke up late today. It was a long weekend. No, she said that I have a little girl that was abused and she's crying. She's calling it speciesism. The speciesism. Are you listening to this? Now, what's interesting is I actually know of a sect in India called Jains. I've known about them for many decades. Jains. Look up J-A-I-N-S and you'll see what they are. The Jains are a very interesting sect. I'm looking up Jane. It comes up as Joe's Jeans at Macy's. Here, Jane. No, it's not coming up. They don't even have it. They never heard of it on Wikipedia. Jane's Battle Gear. They don't. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I got dyslexic here for a minute. Okay, we'll start again. J-A-I-N-S, if I remember correctly. Savage has a remarkable. Yeah, Jainism. There it is. I knew it. Like Jane Fonda. They created a religion called Jainism. Jainism, traditionally known as Jana Shashana, wasn't she the director of human rights? Is an Indian religion that prescribes a path of asthma, nonviolence toward all living beings. What it is, it comes down to this. They believe that nonviolence is the way to go. Okay, that's fine. But they don't eat anything alive, and they believe everything around them is being killed by man. It's one of the oldest religions in the world. And when they walk down the street, it's a religious minority in India with 4.2 million followers, right? They wave a piece of cloth in front of their face because they believe that they're killing microorganisms that you can't even see in the air. They don't call the microorganisms their children. They didn't say that when they sneezed out a million of their sons and daughters out of their nostrils. I mean, this isn't... So they all right, violence is intentional or unintentional, we get that. But one thing Jains do not do is tell everybody else how to live. The Jain diet is one of the most rigorous forms of spirituality you can imagine. Because for Jains, lacto-vegetarianism represents the minimal obligation. And Jain scholars and activists support veganism. Most of Marin County is filled with children who are anemic because of mothers who believe in this. They do not even eat root vegetables such as potatoes, onions, and garlic because tiny organisms are injured when the plant is pulled up. So what, the organism, the bacteria is now their little son and daughter? Oh, excuse me, everyone, you're eating that potato. And those microorganisms that were pulled out of the earth when that potato was ripped from its home and its sanctuary, they're my little sons and daughters. And did you know that the potato's ability to sprout shows it was alive and happy down there in the soil? You just killed all of my little boys and girls, their little organisms. That's what they believe. But they don't tell others not to eat potatoes. So the Jains go out of their way not to hurt even small insects and other minuscule animals. Honey production is not supported, as violence against bees. They go out at night because it's more likely that they might not trample insects. Okay? They don't go out at night because they're liable to step on an insect. And they feel bad about that. And Jain farming is careful to avoid unintentional killing or injuring of small animals, such as worms and insects. So again, here we go with the worms. So you have a lunatic in India screaming, don't eat that because you're killing my son, the worm. Okay, you get the picture. I respect that. I wouldn't follow it. But they don't go around India telling the other religious sects not to eat this, not to eat that. And that's the difference here in America. The blind psychos in America think that because they don't eat chicken, they have a right to tell you not to eat chicken and to disturb you in your restaurant. I say arrest her for disturbing the peace and let her babble in a prison cell and tell her, look, lady, you don't want to eat your daughter's friend there. That's fine. But don't disturb the diners. It's not your business. And you know what's even more galling to me? It's not the chicken thing. I'll repeat it again. At a time when the Muslim fanatics are raping women en masse, burying people alive, cutting the heads off children. These sickos are held up as role models here in San Francisco, which is really the most asinine place on earth, incidentally. Not all the people. Most of the people are not like that. It's the idiots who run the newspaper and the media. They're asinine. They're stupid. Look what they glorify. Well, I hope you learned something about the Jains today and what they do and how they don't bother other people with their beliefs, as opposed to these troublemaking so-called progressives here in America. Let's take some calls. Dan on WJR in Detroit. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, you know, you're writing on what I call the wussification of the American male and how the left uses it to promote its agenda is right on. My father, God rest his soul, would tell me when I was growing up, quit your whining and man up. And I want to ask you, where are all the men in this country?
Well, many of them are in the military. Many of them are in the sports arena. Many of them are in business. You never see them. You don't see the men who are able to take pain and put aside their complaints. All the media seems to show you are the weaklings and the cowards and the anti-American complainers. That's all. They're held up as role models. Or a chicken woman. That's a news story here in the Bay Area. A chicken woman who says, I have a daughter who is injured. Can you believe that's a news story here in America?
It only is when people read about it.
Well, I'm telling the story to show you how upside down it is living here in the most asinine place on earth, the San Francisco area. They didn't create the city, and they're not driving me out of it. I'm as much a part of this city as anybody. And let me tell you something. I have millions of followers across America, and probably millions of them who believe in me here in the Bay Area, but they never heard from because of the idiots who run the media here. So what did you learn from my book, Stop the Coming Civil War? Was there any particular chapter or verse in there that you thought was, let us say, enlightening?
Let me tell you something. I bought your book in 1994, The Savage Nation, in hardcover. And what you write in your book, I mean, I agree with you 100%, and it's not something that I've...
Oh, so you're one of my loyalists who's been following me for 10 years. I get it.
Right. And I was wondering...
That's interesting. There is a hardcore group of savages and savagettes who will read what I write. And, of course, to reach the general audience is very difficult, especially when you're blacklisted by Bill O'Reilly and Fox News out of jealousy. You know, I'll tell you of all of them who I really... and I thank you for that. Of all of them who I have the most sadness for, it's Megyn Kelly. I know O'Reilly's a jealous old man. I get that. You know, he's got to listen. He's threatened by me. I get it. My competitor on radio, I understand why he doesn't talk about it. That's a given. But to see Megyn Kelly, who poses as this kind of Florence Nightingale, Martha Washington, following the blacklist put out by O'Reilly, shows us that he really runs Fox News. And that's a sad thing, to be honest with you. And let me tell you something else. Even if Megyn Kelly had me on with my book, what do you think? I'd sell 1,000 more books than I'm going to sell. You think it's going to make me a rich man? She's not God Almighty. My AQH is much bigger than hers. My audience is larger than hers. So, in other words, to cut her nose, she spites her face. If I went on any of their shows and I told you I was going to be on this show or that show and you tuned in that night, their ratings would go through the ceiling. But they'd rather cut their nose to spite their face. So that's the story. I'm all alone here. That's all. I'm all alone here. You want to talk about Ebola? I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather talk about the woman who thinks a chicken is her daughter. I think that's better. I'd rather talk about the idiocy of naming a tunnel near San Francisco for a comedian who hung himself and why the left celebrates death and how it's a harbinger of everything upside down. The shape of the universe in San Francisco, if I were to draw that, it would be the backside of a horse underneath the tail. The part of the anatomy underneath the horse's tail is what represents the shape of the universe to the average progressive in San Francisco. Now, that thing was very classy. That was not nicely done, isn't it? That wasn't done like a longshoreman who would speak in another way in a barroom. According to the Jane text, the universe is divided into three parts, the upper, middle, and lower worlds. Who cares what those lunatics think? At least they don't kill anybody, as opposed to the Islamists who kill everybody. See, they're the opposite of the Islamists. Now that I think about it, why am I? I always liked the Jain idea. I mean, they wear masks made of like Muslim, they call it, not the religion, like a fabric Muslim. Did you know there's a fabric in front of their nose? They don't breathe in microbes. That I understand. That's nonviolent. That's interesting. I get it. And okay, to each his own. But they don't push it on anybody. I believe in nonviolence until someone tries to be violent to you. And then you get violent back. And that goes back to an earlier story of Dr. Simon being chased in his garage by an idiot in a road incident and firing warning shots after the guy crashed through his door and then shooting the guy. And now he's facing 18 years in jail because of the morons who run the Marin County, DA, some DA. The man defended himself with a sick wife and he charged him with attempted murder. Can you believe this? It's punishment. It's punitive. My attorney, Dan, said that the jury would never find them guilty. They'll see it was self-defense, but it's going to cost them a lot of money to defend themselves. He said it cost $1 million in discovery alone to look into the other man that he shot. You know that? That's how bad this is. So what would you have done? What would you have done if you pass a man and he follows you, then speeds past on your bumper all the way home, and you see he's crazy, and you drive into your garage, you have an elderly sick wife next to you, and you're lowering a garage door, and the idiot behind you crashes through your door to get you. And you had a gun. Wouldn't you use it? I mean, what would you do? Run in the house screaming and get underneath the bed and call 911? You can't do that. You know the man, if he's that crazy and he crashed into your garage door, even if you have an interior door that you could lock, the guy's going to either shoot his way in or kick the door in, and then what? So what you do is if you have a weapon, you use it in self-defense. But according to my attorney, and I don't mean I'm not an attorney, he said his problem was firing warning shots because that means he had the time to consider doing something else and he should have called for help. Now, you know and I know, as good as the police are, no matter how fast the response time is, they couldn't have gotten there within, 3 to 5 minutes At the best, you're dead by then. The guy is gone. What do you think the gun was developed for? Think about what a gun was developed for originally, the first man who developed a gun. It was to defend one man against another man who might have been bigger than him. Or defend one man against two men who had a knife or a sword. So it was a great advantage to defend yourself if you were a little weaker than the other guy, for example. That's what a gun was developed for originally. That's what it should be used for. That's why we all have guns. That's why most people in America, liberal or conservative, have guns. They recognize it's an equalizer. Do you understand that that's what a gun is for, to defend you? Or do you want to be disarmed? And you want to let a man break into your house and beat you up and your wife and say you're a good American and a good liberal and a good progressive? Well, you can count out most of America because they don't think that way. Okay, let's talk about something else. Thanks for the call. WBAP Ron, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage. I wonder if anyone at the CDC has ever thought of mosquitoes spreading Ebola here.
No, according to what we read last week, mosquitoes are not a vector in the spread of the Ebola virus at this time. Bats are, and also bushmeat. And we learned yesterday on the program that our visitors from the third world in Africa are selling and buying bushmeat and eating it in the Bronx. They're actually bringing it in and selling it. Would you believe this? Smuggling it in from Africa, getting it past our highly trained TSA. So don't worry about mosquitoes yet. Another caller out of WBAP. Oh, I don't have the time. Marilyn, you're going to be next up on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. You know, those of you who support Obama should be ashamed of yourself. He's fighting a fake war in the Middle East. Listen to this report just in. Headless bodies left in streets as ISIS ravages Syrian town. Hundreds, if not thousands, of headless bodies in a besieged Syrian border town left to rot by the Islamists. But wait, it gets worse. I've seen faces with their eyes or tongues cut out. I can never forget as long as I live, said Amina Fajar, a father of four. They put the heads on display to scare us all. They then said this, and I didn't know this. He said most of the brutal barbarians were European. They are Chechen. They are English. They are from all over Europe. We know because we can hear their accent, he told the paper after escaping to a refugee camp in Turkey. The UK's foreign secretary, meanwhile, said Monday that boots on the ground are the only way ISIS militants can be defeated. But like his U.S. counterpart, that would be none other than Hegel the Bagel, who says our greatest threat is global warming. He ruled out sending troops from his own country, but I guess Hegel is considering sending troops to the sun to put out some of the heat waves. This is not a laughing matter. It's getting sicker by the day. But did you hear what you learned just now? The worst of the butchers who are beheading, cutting out eyes and hands and feet are Europeans, English, Chechen. That's what's going on. Obama is not fighting a war. Do you understand what danger we are in because of what he's done to the military? He started by destroying NASA, Chapter 3. He's now destroyed the defense of the United States of America. I lay it out chapter and verse. Would you please help me spread the message? Do you understand it's not about a book? It's about saving America. I'll be back for another big hour across the land. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one, Thomas Jefferson. How about this for a quote? Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty, John Barnhill. Or Patrick Henry. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Patrick Henry. Now, you listening to this show know that Patrick Henry was 100% right, but it gets even better. Listen to what Obama said about the Constitution. He said the Constitution, I'm quoting now, the U.S. Constitution is essentially an obsolete charter of negative liberties. He's an impeachable man. He's been impeachable from the day he tried to destroy the country with his transformationalism. And yet the American people, because they've been bought out or sold out, don't know the difference or don't even care. And so in Stop the Coming Civil War, I conclude with a few statements about the election that's coming up. You know, it's only 20, 25 days left. And here's what I wrote. We must have someone in office after 2016 who can and will issue executive orders which reverse the damage that Obama's executive orders have done. Someone who can purge every last radical Obama appointee. We must find a way to replace them, not with Republican knee-jerkers, but with traditionalists and nationalists if we have to save the nation. Americans, I write, are crying for a return to patriotism and nationalism here, the same kind of national pride that we saw the Russians display at the Sochi Olympics. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand how far we have fallen? I know that the people know what they need. I know that the people know what they want. The problem is that the leadership is corrupt and tyrannical. And that's the whole crux of the issue. As I said yesterday after the show, I went down to the wharf in San Francisco. I was invited aboard the USS Chosin, a guided missile cruiser. And there's some nice pictures of me on the ship if you want to, you know, some of you like the pictures. I actually look nice. I like the suit and hat. But behind me are the missile batteries, and I think a 5 or 6 inch gun, probably used for surface protection. But the missile batteries would intrigue me the most. And I asked some of the officers, what do they use the ship for? He said, well, we're not close in. We fire from 50 miles away. And all I could think of was we have the most powerful Navy on Earth, the most powerful Air Force on Earth, and we're being beaten in Syria because we have the weakest leader on Earth. Do you understand that? Do you understand how sad that is to live through this? Why many of you are depressed? Marilyn on WBAP in Dallas, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, I bought the book on October the 7th. I read it within 24 hours, and the most shocking thing was how you dispense so much information in under 300 pages. You have such an economy of words, it would have taken anybody else 600 pages to do this. And you have all of it documented. Everything's in there. So if we want to take this as a textbook to take America back, we've got it right here.
Well, Marilyn, have you had a chance yet to try to reason with progressives about the damage being done by this so-called administration?
It's kind of difficult, but I'll tell you, I've got a brother who is turning around, and he's a doctor in healthcare and all that, and he bought the whole thing. You know, he has to go get his money at the NIH. He's beginning to see the picture, and he is reading your book, and I'll tell you, nothing else has been able to reach him, so I'm very excited about this.
Amazing. Well, that's a very kind call, Marilyn. Thank you for holding so long from Dallas on the Savage Nation. Now, I'm not going to talk again about the Chicken Woman and the Chicken Rights Commission. That was fun in the last hour. I get it. Let's go to michaelsavage.com and see some of the headlines that I put up. Fast-selling anti-Obama book ignored by media, WorldNet Daily. Breitbart reports, Michael Savage, if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. London Daily Mail shows black teens swarming a Jewish delicatessen in Brooklyn. They're not calling it a hate crime. Panic as jets' cabin walls crack on flight. There's some pictures there from Instagram. And they said it was, at no time was it ever a threat to passengers. Okay. No. Ebola is not a threat. ED-68 is not a threat. Cracking cabin walls are not a threat. Nothing's a threat. Just keep moving on. There's nothing to see here. A report from the New York Post, ISIS used chemical weapons on Kurds. No reports from Human Rights Watch. Washington Times reports the Islamic State is taking women as sex slaves because it's firmly established in Islamic law. No problem for the so-called left-wing feminists. 8 infants test positive for TB at Texas hospital, directly linked to the children brought in by Obama this summer by the trainload. What else? I mean, the news is really wacky, depressing. It's bad. Don't blame me for the news. Let's see. There's some here on the bottom of the page. This baboon thinks he's a little boy. Oh, my God. Did you see that picture of the little baboon on my website? I always look at those, you know, like picture of the day. How does this thing? This baboon thinks he's a little boy. Now, I wouldn't eat a baboon. I'm not into bushmeat. But the thing is, the girl, the chicken girl, who must have a rooster for a husband, how come she's not concerned about the slaughter of elephants for ivory? Isn't that something that concerns her instead of chickens? Or the slaughter of mountain gorillas? Or the killing of baboons throughout Asia? Doesn't that bother her at all? No, not really. To her, it's chickens. Chicken delight. What else is in the news? Well, everything and nothing, frankly. Let's see the headlines on some of the other websites here. New emails. Latest episode in Clinton War on Women. Nah, that's not interesting. I'm so not interested in Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, right? After spending at least $25 million for open borders, Mark Zuckerberg donates $25 million to combat Ebola. That's all. That makes sense. Nothing. Is there really nothing else in the news that's positive? Andrea Mitchell questions Wendy Davis. I don't know who Andrea Mitchell is. Wasn't she married to the guy who was the head of the Federal Reserve? The two of the biggest scam artists in American history, in my opinion. You know, during that People's Tribunal, one of the people who should be called before the People's Tribunal, the imaginary one we're going to have, would be the former head of the Federal Reserve for the funny money that he printed. The next one would be Andrea Mitchell for being married to him and covering up for him. The next one would be the person who runs MSNBC and NBC for putting out such anti-American propaganda on a daily basis. That would be Phil, whatever his name is, Phil Giver. What's his name? Phil. Who would you try in a People's Tribunal for crimes against America? That's an interesting question for another day. Who would you put on trial? If, let's say there was an actual People's Tribunal, and you had an opportunity to call before witnesses and a jury people who damaged this country most severely. Who would be in the top 10? That's a very good question, now that I think about it. Certainly you'd want to put people who let's start with the issues of national security. Who most damaged our national security? Number one, Leon Panetta, in my opinion. He did more damage to the U.S. military than any single person on earth. Why do I say it? Look at what he did. Look what his policies were. Cutting the budget, cutting troop levels, firing people left and right, mainly combat generals and captains and majors. So you'd have to try Panetta. You'd have to try Hagel. Those would be the first two people tried in a People's Tribunal. Now go down the list. Department of Education, Arne Duncan, for lowering educational standards in America and brainwashing our children. Arne Duncan, People's Tribunal. All right, Mr. Duncan, step before the people. What actually did you achieve while you were here as Secretary of Education, Mr. Duncan? Well, I taught the children how to put a condom on a cucumber. Okay, next case, 25 years in Siberia. I mean, let's do it. Let's go down the list. So who would you put on a list of people to try if there were an imaginary People's Tribunal for damage to America? I like that topic. I think that's a very nice topic. Or who would you name the tunnel for in Marin County that goes onto the Golden Gate Bridge? I certainly wouldn't name it. We covered that for Robin Williams because the man committed suicide. You don't name a public edifice for a person who's known for committing suicide. It's a bad precedent. It's part of the death worship. It's bad for our children. You name it for a war hero or a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry. You don't name it for a selfish clown who hung himself to death with a belt while sitting in a little chair, while his wife slept in an adjoining room. Hey, that's brutal. I get it. But that's what the sheriff's department reported. You want me to cover that up, too, in order to make you feel good about depression and suicide? I can't do it. It's not how I'm made. Albany, Georgia, WALG in Albany. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Who would you name the tunnel for?
It would be the Nancy Pelosi blowhole.
Oh. Oh, that's rude. Okay, got it. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Donna, you're next up. What's on your mind, Donna?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to say I'm amazed that the left regressive press has glorified Chicken Lady. And my son recently had an issue with a brown recluse and thankfully was not afraid to kill the thing. It was in an area near the home that was undisturbed. So I wanted
You mean if your son had not killed the brown recluse spider, he could have been bitten and killed? Or, well, he could have saved it and gone into a restaurant, into a spider restaurant, and started crying about his little son, his little daughter, the spider.
It's insane, Dr. Savage.
God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me, people. I have a daughter. Did you hear that on the show?
Yes, it's insane.
Oh, wait, I'm going to play it again. This is an actual soundbite of a crazy woman in San Francisco who's being held up as a role model. And this is insane. Listen to it. Robert, do you still have it?
Excuse me, everyone. Can you listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it.
All right, I'm sorry to tell you, this is not a laughable moment. This is a pathetic, sick woman who needs treatment. She needs to be hospitalized. Whatever medication there is, she should be given. She calls a chicken her daughter, an abused daughter. Gives new meaning to the words Chick-fil-A. But let me ask you something. If she has a chicken who is, in her mind, her daughter, that means she was married to a rooster, unless you believe in immaculate conception for chickens, which I don't know if that occurs in a barnyard. I really don't know. Could there be, biologically, is there an animal zoologist listening to the show? Is immaculate conception possible in a barnyard? Because otherwise it means this woman had a rooster for a husband. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. If only the government would get out of the way. You know, if the entire Obama administration would resign, the country could probably thrive. I guarantee you that people's common sense would click, and we could probably control the Ebola epidemic, the ED-68 epidemic. The economy would thrive. It would be unbelievable, but okay. Disagree with if you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Letter from a listener. The ED-68 blamed the Michigan toddler's death. You didn't hear anything about this. Enterovirus D-68 blamed the Michigan toddler's death. Again, the liars in the health departments, mainly the Centers for Disease Transmission, will not show any link between this virus, which is now raging amongst our children and infants, and Obama's children that he brought in from Central America this summer by the trainload. I'm talking too fast. I'm getting ahead of myself. I got to slow down. Smell the road. I got to make believe I'm a government worker. Let me start slower. I'll make believe I work for one of the federal agencies, and I'll read the story at their pace. A 21-month-old girl is the first person in Michigan to die from the virus that has caused severe respiratory illness across the country, state health officials said Saturday. Madeline Reed died Friday afternoon from enterovirus D68, according to Children's Hospital of Michigan. And you see what I'm saying? But they never talk about where the ED-68 may have come from. And that's why I said in the Breitbart article, which they quoted, if Dr. Sabat explained in an interview on Saturday that the U.S. has sunk to the level of the Soviet Union in the 1950s, where government-controlled science and a government-controlled press were a way of life. He said there are no more independent voices that we know left in medicine or science anymore. The conservative radio icon told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alexander Marlow. All right, look, I made the point. Savage, not known for pulling his punches, came out swinging in the interview, talking about his book, Stop the Coming Civil War, explaining what's going on in the bookstores and the attempts to censor his book. And he stated that he holds Obama responsible for intensifying the enterovirus D68 epidemic in the U.S. because of his unaccompanied minors in Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, where the virus is endemic. Now, look. Let's say you're a public health official who disagrees with Michael Savage, saying, who does he think he is? He's only a radio host. I'm a scientist. I go to conferences in Thailand to study the spread of AIDS amongst horses. I know everything about science. I get grants to travel the world to see why lesbians who take alcohol are likely to drink alcohol. I got a $3 million grant to study why lesbians who drink alcohol are found to drink alcohol. Okay, so let's say you're a genius like that and you get great grants to study why lesbians who drink alcohol. Why don't you try to disprove my theory? My theory, I'll make it a theory. I'm sure even your great PhDs and MDs in the NIH can follow me. You know how science works, don't you? Here's an hypothesis. My hypothesis, I learned this in the seventh grade. An hypothesis is presented, and then you have to disprove it or prove it. So here's my hypothesis. The sudden outbreak of this mystery virus in America amongst our children and infants, some of whom are being paralyzed and dying, is related to the virus that is endemic in the countries where Obama's children were brought in by the trainload this summer. Not a difficult experiment to do. In fact, one of my guests said, how much would it cost for us to do this ourselves? And one of the guys said, very little. You can have your entire DNA mapped for $1,000. So how hard would it be to do? The problem is you'd have to go to the hospital. You'd have to do a nose swab of one of the poor sick children here. Well, you wouldn't really have to go to Central America because it's been done before. There are many nose swabs that have been done of children in Central America, and I have the link on my website from the Virology Journal. And I'm pretty sure you'll find that there's a direct link between what Obama did to this country with his illegal importation of these children and the virus that's spreading. But again, just as you're not hearing that the man who brought in Ebola came from Africa, which is obvious, you're not going to hear that the children who brought in the virus came from Central America, which is a very dangerous thing, because to me, truth is most important. That's all. Associated Press. Maine, most other states don't regulate hay rides. Now, I would say that's a high priority, because you could fall off a hay truck or something and injure your wrist. And I think that that's as important as the Ebola outbreak or the ED68 importation from Central America. I mean, look at that story. Maine and most other states don't regulate hay rides. I'm not making it up. That's a big story to the Associated Press. Maine, like most states, doesn't have strict regulations for hay rides. Oh, how do you like that?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I get up today, I go into my broadcast studio, one of my home studios, and guess what's on my desk under the microphone? A black spider. Now that, I don't like that thought. A black, ugly, hairy spider is walking around on my desk. Now, it is true that I keep a tablecloth on the desk under the microphone to absorb sound, and that I tend to eat during a show and drop crumbs, which I tend to sweep up. So the spider probably found a safe, warm place next to the electronic equipment and had meals to go on top of it all. In other words, it was a born Democrat. Didn't do anything, waited around for the crumbs to fall in and ran back into its hole. So I said, oh, no good, not a good sign. So I said, I'm not letting this thing run back under that computer screen. I ran, I got a glass, slammed it down around the spider. I didn't kill it, right? And then I said, okay, now I got to get a flat thing and put it on. You know, the whole trick, a flat card. And then I took it outside. But that was it, a black omen on the spider. Oil dropping like a rock, talking about black. Oil dropping like a rock. Natural gas glut as well. Canadian dollar is dropping like a rock. What do you think the fight in the Middle East is about? Do you think it's about religion or about money? How about the fact that big religion and big money are tied together? You didn't know that. You thought it was about ideology and Sharia law? Oil dropping like a rock. In other words, if ISIS is threatening the oil supplies, why are oil prices dropping? I mean, I do follow the markets. And by the way, you should know this. U.S. oil's trading volume today exceeded the daily average by 50%. An alert was triggered for United States Oil Fund. So this thing's hammered, being hammered to death. Trading volume exceeds 50% of the daily average on U.S. oil. This is worse than the broader averages, as the S&P 500 is up 0.63% on the day, for those of you who trade. So something's going on. Something's going on here. And here's a late news report. Van in Joe Biden's motorcade hit an SFPD motorcycle. A van that was part of VP Joe Biden's motorcade struck a police motorcycle in San Francisco last week. The van was late coming out of a garage into the motorcade Wednesday when it struck a police motorcycle that was pulling into formation behind Biden's motorcade. Both the van and motorcycle had moderate damage. Listen to this. The van driver, a White House staffer, was deemed to be at fault but not cited. Doesn't that sound just like the Obama administration? Never responsible for anything. Here's the next story coming out of San Francisco, the city I love to hate. And there's a local paper here. It wasn't really a newspaper. It was always a hate paper called the SF Gate, something you gave away in a box on the street next to the dog feces. Well, the SF Bay Guardian, given out with dog you-know-what, shuts down. A progressive newspaper for 48 years is closing for financial reasons. So what does that tell you? No one reads progressive garbage anymore. Progressive newspaper going out of business after 48 years in the heart of left-wing insanity, right? Now they want to name a tunnel for Robin Williams, a comedian who hung himself in a bathroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room. Mommy, who was Robin Williams? What, for generations to come? Families are driving through this tunnel going into San Francisco to enter the Golden Gate Bridge, and they name it for a comedian who hung himself in a bedroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room. Mommy, who was Robin Williams? Well, Billy, he was a depressed clown who was so selfish. He hung himself to death with a belt while sitting in a little chair while his wife slept in an adjacent bedroom. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what a death cult is? Do you know what it's like to live around psychotic leftists who worship death? Do you think that there's something wrong with my arguing we should not name a tunnel for a comedian who hung himself? How negative can you get? What, because he was a left winger, that should entitle him to a tunnel? Why not name the tunnel for a war hero who lost his legs in Iraq? Why not name the tunnel for a Nobel Prize winner from the University of California at Berkeley? Or make it real simple. Why not just rename it the Blue Angels Tunnel, since so many people go through that tunnel on the way to the Golden Gate Bridge to watch the Blue Angels? What is wrong with naming a tunnel near San Francisco for a comedian who hung himself in a bedroom while his wife slept in an adjacent room? I realize this will be controversial, but there's nothing I can do about it. I've had it up to here with nausea from these so-called progressives. What, are you going to teach a child that the guy did that to himself? That's my outrage, and I don't give a damn what my neighbors say to me. I don't care that he was a nice guy on the face of it. So what? He did a terrible thing to himself, and he did it next to his wife was sleeping in the adjacent room, according to the police, and he hung himself with a belt on a small chair. It's an ugly suicide. Is that what you celebrate in America today? In a tunnel? Not a war hero? Not a chemistry Nobel Prize winner? What a bunch of sickos run the Bay Area, naming a tunnel for Robin Williams. Don't celebrate suicide. Celebrate life. Whatever. Whatever. What do you want to talk about? What about the soldiers being sent into the Ebola zone? Like sheeple, they go into the line of fire. What, because that moron in charge of the Defense Department who says the biggest threat to America is not ISIS, the biggest threat is global warming, that idiot Hagel sends 5,000 young men and women into the Ebola zone? That's not a crime against America? Oh, my God, are they lucky I'm not running for office. And they're lucky that I don't run for office, and they're really even luckier that I couldn't win. Because if I ever became president, you don't know what executive orders would look like. You have no idea what executive orders would look like. I would go back two administrations, and I guarantee you there'd be a people's tribunal. I would start with he who cut this Defense Department to the bone, who killed weapon systems and fired troops. I'd start with Leon Panetta in front of the people's tribunal. Oh, I'd go back two administrations. You ought to be real lucky I'm not running for office and that I couldn't win, because the people are boiling with rage. The people are full of hate for what this group of criminal gangsters have done to this country. They're not progressives. They're throwbacks. America-hating gangsters. So, what do you want to talk about? Nurse accused of killing 38 patients she found annoying. Source, New York Post. Here's a cheerful thought. Cops arrested a nurse in northeast Italy in connection to the deaths of as many as 38 patients she might have killed because she found them or her relatives annoying, officials said. Police had the cell phone of Daniela Poggiali, 42, which included a photo she snapped a few months ago of her giving a thumbs up next to a patient who had died moments earlier, according to the Corriere della Bologna newspaper. Oh, my God. Poggiali, who lives in the town of Lugo, was taken into custody over the weekend and booked for the alleged slaying of 78-year-old patient Rosa Calderoni, who died from an injection of potassium. Calderoni had been admitted to the hospital with a routine illness before she died unexpectedly. Blah, blah, blah. Died a high amount of potassium, blah, blah. Her death triggered an investigation and found that 38 others had died mysteriously while Poggiali was on duty. One of Poggiali's fellow nurses described her as a cold person. Cold person, but always eager to work. Cold person, but always eager to work, meaning to kill, not to work. Another one of Poggiali's colleagues said that... was once, the accused nurse was once reported for giving powerful laxatives to patients at the end of her shift to make work tougher for nurses. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Giving powerful laxatives to patients at the end of her shift to make work tougher for nurses working after her. What a piece of work this one is. So what do you want to talk about? Breitbart article, the book Horror Stories. Let's have a horror story by listening to the director of the Centers for Disease Transmission, a man who should be arrested for crimes against humanity, in my opinion. Listen to clip number one of the man with the weird mouth, Tom Friedkin.
We're deeply concerned about this new development with a preliminary positive in a healthcare worker who cared for the index patient in Dallas on multiple occasions after his diagnosis. I think the fact that we don't know of a breach in protocol is concerning because clearly there was a breach in protocol.
Stop it, Thomas. Give him the hook. The guy is not trusted by anyone. Obama should throw him overboard. In fact, if Obama wanted to gain credibility, he would say that we're arresting the Centers for Disease Control for failing America. He should have stopped this. That's all. You know, come on. You know it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in Obama's America. Instead, Friedkin will be given a job probably at Harvard School of Public Health or the University of California at Berkeley School of Public Health. So now he corrects himself in clip 22 in the breach of protocol. Listen to the double talk in 22. Listen to this now.
I want to clarify something I said yesterday. Oh. I spoke about a breach in protocol, and that's what we speak in public health when we're talking about what needs to happen. And our focus is to say, would this protocol have prevented the infection? And we believe it would have. But some interpreted that as finding fault with the hospital or the healthcare worker. And I'm sorry if that was the impression given. That was certainly not my intention.
Oh, you're such a nice boy, Tom. Take a bow. Take a bow for being Mr. Nice. You're such a polite boy. Your mother would be proud of you, Tom, because you don't want to offend anybody. You'd rather see the epidemic rage out of control than have anyone arrested for what they're doing to America, Tom. See, nobody has any consequences in this government for whatever happens. Death, nothing. A war that's not working, nothing. Honduran flu coming in with the children, nothing. Zero. That's all. Dummy up. Keep quiet. Don't tell anybody. Move along. And then you look at the Associated Press. Here are the headlines. I'm not making these up. EU considers airport screening for Ebola. Considers? Boy, they're really ahead of the curve on that one. Lead story number two on AP. Eagles ready to rest after win. Now, here's a story you should know about. Fast-selling anti-Obama book ignored by media. It's not really an anti-Obama book, but you can put it that way. It came out on Saturday in WorldNet Daily, and it was published last week. It's going through a fifth printing. It sits near the top of the Internet sales list and will debut on the New York Times list this Wednesday, by the way. But nobody in establishment media seems interested in talking about a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. This is an astonishing story unto itself. Even though Megyn Kelly's in a ratings battle every night with O'Reilly, they're not having me on the show. Okay, they should. If not for me, if not for her, then for the American people. See, I've been ahead of the curve on immigrants and epidemics for over 30 years. I'm not looking for a halo, but it's a very important book that shows how Obama is deliberately dividing America to transform it into something worse than any socialist nation that we know, less than North Korea. And I believe we now have less than 25 days to save the nation from Obama and his minions' destructive agenda. Savage said Friday that he's never seen a blackout like this in his entire life. This man told me that they have terrorists on for interviews on Fox. Headcutters, pimps, prostitutes, thieves of every kind. The most extreme lowlifes, counterfeiters, authors of B and C cookbooks. They're clamoring for them, but if you're blacked out like Savage's, you're not allowed on television. And yet the book is ranked, I don't know what it is, 1, 2, 3, 4 on Barnes & Noble's website. It's moved up on Amazon, even though they wouldn't distribute the book for the first 6 weeks. And many of you are having trouble getting it. It's not about a book. It's not about the tome. It's not about my opus. It's not about that at all. It's about the country that we all live in. You know, I read a story that the Palestinians and the Israelis have come together to control the importation, meaning to control the Ebola epidemic from that little strip of land called Israel. Now, if Palestinians and Israelis can join forces to protect themselves, I'd like to know why we in America cannot get liberal psychotics to get together and draw up an action plan to prevent the Ebola epidemic from spreading throughout this country. Can anyone explain to me why Thomas Friedman still has his job? Can anyone tell me why Anthony Fauci still has his job? Can anyone tell me why anybody in the government still has their job? There is no action plan. They're liars. They're paid. I'm going to slow down because I don't want to get angry. I just don't want to do it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Everyone's talking about Ebola, 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 Ebola. Everything I've been telling you, everyone's now saying as though they invented it. It's common sense. You don't need my PhD in epidemiology. All you need is survival instincts, which is apparently something that Anthony Fauci of the NIH and whatever his name is, Friedkin of the CDC, does not have anymore. They've been so caponized by Obama and the liberal establishment, they have forgotten the basics of epidemiology. Isolate, isolate, isolate. Quarantine, quarantine, quarantine. But I guess that's racist today, huh? Well, let me tell you something. I'm sick of the racism trumping survival. I'm sick of it. I'm resentful of it. And that's why I've been asking you questions about my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. Real simple questions. Have you read the book in public or at work or with friends? What were the reactions? Have you seen others with the book anywhere? Has any reaction to my book surprised you? What kind of attacks or questions or comments do you get while carrying Stop the Coming Civil War? Have you been able to change one person's mind using my book as a basis? Okay, here's the key question. What have you learned in Stop the Coming Civil War that shocked you? Okay, let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. If you like your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. Don't miss the Breitbart article. Don't miss the WND article about the blacklisting of Michael Savage by Fox News and others. What does that tell you about Fox News? You like them more, you like them less. The Ebola death rate increases to 70%, which means it's a particularly virulent strain. Did you hear that? In 2 months, they say there could be up to 10,000 cases per week. Why don't you bring them all in? Bring them all in to show you're not a racist. Maybe that'll make Obama and Holder happy. Hear the Blue Angels rock and roll while you can. We've got a great sound of that one. All of you leftists out there, taking women as sex slaves is firmly established by Islamic law, says your friends in ISIS. I guess that's something you've known all these years, which is why you've drugged your women. Meanwhile, our Hispanic friends want Obamacare for the illegal alien dreamers that Obama granted amnesty to. Great. 8 infants test positive for TB at a Texas hospital. Let's get positive now. No more negative stories. Muslim hate preacher free in Britain while Savage is banned. Savage shows direct link of mystery virus to Obama's kids brought in this summer by the trainload. Savage blames President Obama for the entry of the virus. In case you missed it, Savage shatters streaming talk radio ratings. I know you don't want to hear it, but oh well, what the heck. I have an unprecedented 25 share on iPhones, Androids. Rush is at 11.6. Take it or leave it, it's the Savage Nation. Other breaking stories, in case you missed them, let me repeat it again. I've been trying to tell you this for months, if not years. Immigrants and epidemics. Epidemics and immigrants. Which is why your grandfather or great-grandfather was quarantined at Ellis Island. But you don't understand that anymore. You've been so brainwashed by the idiots in Hollywood and the media that you think that quarantine is racist. The Ebola death rate hits 70% as WHO warns of 10,000 infections a week. But again, common sense would say quarantine, quarantine, quarantine. No flights from West Africa. Finally, all you leftists out there, you should be congratulating yourself and popping the champagne tonight and smoking dope. Because there's a slew of headless bodies left in the streets as your friends in ISIS ravage a Syrian town. Congratulations for being the genocidal maniacs. I always knew you were. And that's it, and God bless America.
Back taxes to the